I get that. The Brewers.
It's
the
a
Brewers,
new level of loser.
No, hold on. The Brewers are way ahead of my fantasy league.
What's lower than loser?
What's lower than loser? The Brewers are ahead of my fantasy league, or the one you've created. Hell yes. You got to know where the Brewers are. We start every day so
Brewers,
people understand where
the
Brewers
are. They're out of the playoffs.
No, they're not. That's the whole point. No, we're not letting that crap exist.
They're out.
No, they're right in the middle of it. In the middle of it. First rule.
Not for
until
where I'm
further note.
Not.
Well, then you're not aware of what the facts are. That's
why.
Let
me look up the facts.
Look up the facts. First fact. Until further notice, we do not mention the St. Louis Cardinals. They're not a factor.
So the division race is over.
Division race is over.
You know, the Brewers are down 7.5 games.
If by some chance that changes, at some point we would bring it back. But right now it's over.
Right.
And there's a fantastic event going on. We have
what is that?
Three teams going for two spots.
In the wild card.
In the wild card. Three teams going for two spots. Who are those three teams?
Philadelphia Phillies.
Philadelphia Phillies.
Or San Diego Padres.
Your San Diego Padres.
And your Milwaukee Brewers.
And your Milwaukee Brewers. Right now. Three teams for two spots. Now, having watched these.
Why is it three teams for two spots?
Because they expanded the wild card. It's not like if it was three teams for one spot, I'd be a little worried. But it's three teams for two spots. Brewers only got to beat one of those two teams. I do think, I had to check.
Is it three wild cards?
Yes, there are three wild cards.
You're giving one to the Braves.
Giving one to the Braves, yes. Yeah. They're on another planet. But I really had to check because I think that Arizona might be better than Milwaukee, San Diego, and Philadelphia. They're really good. And
they're under 500.
But they're eight back of San Diego, and that's probably too far for them to come. But they put a whooping on the Brewers, and they're better than the Brewers right now. But you don't have to worry about that. So we have three teams for two spots, right?
Right.
Right now, the Brewers are two games back.
Yes.
That's not out of the playoffs. They're right in the middle of the playoffs. They got 28 games left. They're two games back of San Diego and Philly. They don't got to pass both of them.
Are they as good as either of those
Yes,
teams?
Yes.
And
think
their,
so?
And
yes.
Their wild card elimination number is 27.
Yeah. And they have 28 games.
Yes.
Oh, but then, yes.
What?
San Diego, Philly, and the Brewers are about the same. So they're right in the middle of it. They're in the middle of the race. And again,
I would say the Phillies are better. I don't know much about baseball. Phillies are got to be better.
Okay, fine. They're better. Doesn't matter. They're in the middle of a fight, and it's a great fight because you don't have to beat both of those teams. You only need to be able to beat one. Will that be San Diego, Philly? I don't know, and I don't care. So the Brewers are two games back. They're three teams fighting for two spots. Got it? Two back. It's not
got
anybody
it.
Said they're out of the playoffs.
That's me.
No.
I raised my hand. I'm saying they're out of it.
That's because you were just looking at the division. When I say there are three teams for two spots and the Brewers are two games back with 28 games left, no one would say they're out of anything. They're in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now you need to know what's happening tonight. What's happening tonight? Well, I know. Two games back with 28 left and you only have to beat one out of two teams? That's in the middle of it. You went through this. You were in the NBA. Two games back with in the NBA, we divide baseball by two. So the your team is two games back with 14 games left. You're saying you're out of the playoffs? No.
Depends on if I play that team.
Well, you play some, but you got. I don't know if they have Philly or San Diego left on the schedule, but you have two teams. You don't have to beat both of them. Only one. You have to beat one team. You were saying in the NBA with 14 games left, two games back, that you would, and there are two teams, you only got to catch one, that you're out of the playoffs? No way. You'd say we're just getting started.
This ain't the NBA.
Well, no, but it's the same number of games.
Now, the series left for the Brewers are Colorado, at Colorado, home for San Fran, home for Cincy, at St. Louis, home for the Yankees, home for the Mets, at Cincy, home for St. Louis, and home for Miami.
I don't know how it ranks, but I know they got 28 left. They're down two.
They got the Yankees and the Mets on there?
Yeah, Mets are in a, both those teams are in a total free fall. Mets worse than the Yankees. The Yankees is going
to
be huge.
Joe don't want to
get
face
some
them.
Of those tickets. Why are those tickets going to be hot?
Who else you got series against? Pebble?
Cincinnati.
They're
couple series
very
against
beautiful.
Cincinnati. Couple against St. Louis.
Give us the dates of that Yankee series.
Yankee series is Friday, September 16th, 17th, and 18th. So next weekend.
Yeah, you know how big that's going
to
be.
The Cardinals are going to try to smack them down.
Yeah, that's fine. Just a couple games doesn't matter. Yankee games.
They're a couple games behind. What do you mean?
I know, but it's two games out of 28.
Well, they play four games against St. Louis. Two game series.
But the biggest series.
Cincinnati, they got to get those.
Yeah, Cincinnati's not any good.
They play seven against Cincy.
Seven against Cincinnati.
They got to win them, though.
They win five. No, you got to do better than San Diego or Philly. One of those teams goes totally in the tank. You don't even have to play that well to get in. September 16th, 17th, and 18th, you might want to buy tickets to that. Why?
See Aaron Judge.
That's right, Aaron
Judge. See history, maybe.
Maybe. He's at 54.
Padres got the Diamondbacks coming up, then three against the Dodgers.
Yeah, that's who you don't want to play. Unless they bring up their double-A team. The one team you don't want to play is the Dodgers. Are they at 100 wins left? But anyway, back to, we're setting out.
What's happening tonight?
Two games back, and you got two spots for three teams. Who's playing? All right, Philadelphia is at home against Miami.
Yes.
The Brewers are at Colorado.
With Brandon Woodruff on the mound.
Yes, and any fly ball is a potential home run. Williams was great last night, closing the game. Nice job.
Guess who? The Rockies?
Rockies, yes. And ooh. San Diego is home against Arizona. So, there you have it.
Yep.
Pretty good chance.
The Brewers, today's games.
Today's games, this afternoon. Philly, 5:45. Brewers, 7:40. San Diego, 8:40. There's just so much to watch. So much to follow. You almost don't have time for the rest of your life. I don't know. All I know is, I said the Brewers are going to make the playoffs. Telly Hughes is going to owe me $55. Everybody's thinking, oh, they're out of it. It's over. And they're right. They're just getting started. Two back, 28 left.
I think they're out of it.
See? And they could be within one game.
I think they're in trouble right now.
Two back with 28 to go. How can you be in trouble?
How can they have 28 games? That's like five seasons.
I know. It's forever.
Yeah, it's this month and then some of next month.
Yeah, jeez. 28
end
games
the season
left.
Already.
They just play. They should play every day of the year.
Well, if they ended today, they didn't get in.
Right, but they got 28 games left. They're two games back. As I said, the premise that they're out of it and they're not going to make the playoffs is just wrong. They're right in the middle of it.
What are you going to do if they get in, though?
Do some damage.
They could do some damage.
They could?
Because, yes, they got good pitching. That gives them a chance.
They are the last team in. Who do they play?
Let's see. They would play the last team that wins the division. If they're the last team in, yeah, they play the worst division winner.
They don't play the best?
No, the best gets a bye. Top three get a bye.
Oh, they get a bye.
Right. Or top two, is it? I'd have to look at it. I haven't even looked in the playoffs. I'll take
clearly
care of that.
Clearly you have not.
Doesn't matter once you're in. Yeah, I know the first series you get the best of three. It's not best of one. It's best of three.
If the season ended today, the Phillies, who would be so the Brewers are the sixth seed, they would end up playing the Cardinals, who would be the three seed.
Right. Mm-hmm. 3, 6, 4, and 5. 1 and 2 get a pass.
One and
right?
two get a pass, yeah. So that right. would be the so right now at the season end today would be number 4 Braves against number 5 but Phillies, number 3 Cardinals against number 6 Padres.
Yeah, and the Brewers are lucky because if they hadn't expanded the playoffs, it'd be a different story. You'd just be playing that one game of the two wild cards. Now you
and
get
it's a 2 and 3.
And yep. You get 2 out of 3, which helps the Brewers because they got two really good pitchers. Just getting started. So now you got it.
They got to get there.
Right. So do you understand? Pebble, what do you think? I feel like every day we got to open the show with exactly where the Brewers are.
Correct. And according to the postseason projection right now, the Brewers have a 44.4% chance of making the
right.
playoffs.
Almost, less than 50.
But it's almost a flip of the
brutal.
Coin. Well, not less than 44% it is not. We're out of the playoffs. They got no brutal. Chance.
San Diego, 75%, and the Phillies, 80%.
Guarantee if we polled it.
Wow. Yeah, 75 and 80? How can that be that high?
Yeah, probably because of the leaders in the wild card
they're
right now.
They're up by two. Say. We'll see. Hold on. Let me write that down. Where are they? Is that Baseball Prospectus?
I was in CBS Sports.
CBS Sports. You've got what? Philly at
Philly at, let me see here.
75?
80% postseason projection.
80%.
And San Diego, 75%.
And the
Brewers, 44.4%.
All right, we'll keep track and see what that is tomorrow. Wonder what it'll be tomorrow if the Brewers are within one game. Two back with 28 to go. They could be down by three. That's true.
Lose some ground.
They could. 28 games left. Even you will agree. That's a lot of games. All right, to the Packers. They opened as a 2-point favorite against the Minnesota Vikings, and they're now now it's down to one.
Yeah, okay.
Started at two, now it's down to one. I don't know if that makes any difference at all, but it is.
Yeah, I got 1.5 Packers, 1.5.
There you go. It's right in there. Jason Wilde next.